Early on, lamps often came with reflectors. But in 1935, a company figured out how to make light bulbs with built-in reflectors. Sealing the reflectors inside the bulb kept them clean and maintenance-free. As track lights or in recessed fixtures, reflector bulbs can light up a room at the flick of a switch. The creation of these bulbs begins with the bulb shell, known as the glass envelope. It's comprised of numerous raw ingredients and recycled glass. Production is almost entirely automated. An operator activates equipment that weighs the ingredients and releases them into a huge hopper where they're mixed thoroughly. This concoction then flows into a furnace heated to 1500 degrees Celsius. It takes up to 24 hours for the mix to melt into a taffy-like glass. It flows between rollers that shape it into a ribbon. One roller has little pockets on the surface, which form the ribbon into segments. These devices, called blowheads, inflate the glass segments through holes in the conveyor chain. This stretches the glass into oblong bubbles called blanks. Iron molds encase the warm and pliable glass blanks. The molds spin as the glass hardens into the desired shape. The glass blanks now look like upside-down martini glasses. This is the reflector bulb's glass envelope. It takes just seconds for a glass blank to be transformed inside one of these molds. The envelopes are still linked by a ribbon of glass at the top, so an automated hammer now gently knocks them free. The glass envelopes cool down slowly. This stage, called annealing, toughens the glass to reduce brittleness. They measure the thickness and diameter of one of the envelopes. If it's not up to standards, the entire production run will be crushed and the glass recycled into new ones. But the envelope is good, and so production continues. They lower the envelopes over nozzles that inject hydrofluoric acid. It coats the inner surface of the glass with a frosty finish that will smooth the light emitted by the bulb and widen the beam. The envelopes now head down a chute into a padded channel that cushions their fall. Guides gently position them. Then other devices thrust them into holders, which move them down the line. Next, a robot inserts aluminum wire in a heating coil and places a protective metal dome over top. Suction cups pick up the glass envelopes and slide them onto the wire and dome assemblies. A pump pulls air out of the bulb as an electrical current energizes the heating coil to melt the aluminum wire. The aluminum adheres to the walls of the light bulb shell, giving it a reflective finish. The glass envelopes then move on to be stamped with the company trademark and other information. Meanwhile, on another production line, they're preparing the glass mounts for the filament and wire contacts. A cutting wheel slices them to size. The tubes then travel past a flame, which melts the ends just a bit to make the edges smooth. Once they've cooled, grippers deliver the tubes to a more intense flame, which flares them at one end. Coming up next, we'll show you the inner workings of the reflector light bulb.